Okay, Yud Beis and Beis, the sugya, the Gemara is omed on the question of whether there's a case of chamoso mima'enes. So the Gemara goes back and forth. Yeah, pull it. Is that going to help or not?
No, right?
All right, it's fine. So so is there a case of chamoso mima'enes or not? And after the Gemara tries to prove that there's no such thing as a pachos mibas yud beis shanim, being molida of a woman, a girl under 12 years old, having a baby, after it sort of proves that, so the Gemara comes out that it is shayach to have a leida toch yud beis shanim. But, and again, there are nuances in terms of the different amorayim, but once she's molid, once she's had children, she's not a ketana. She's a gedola, because banim harehim kesimanim. So the holada itself is a simin that she's a gedola, and therefore gedola is not mema'enes, rather only a ketana is mema'enes, and that's how the sugi comes down to banim harehim kesimanim. Rashi understands here that a woman, once she's given, a girl, once she's given birth, can't be mema'enes anymore, even though she's still a ketana. Zok Rashi, harehim kesimanim, that's the reasoning, hilkach ein lecha yoledes mema'enes, therefore there's no such thing as a yoledes, we'll come back to that later, b'neder, who's mima enes, afilu hi katana, even though she's a katana. So the mashmas in Rashi here is that the din of banim harehim kesimanim is not, again, pay attention for a second, is not that banim harehim kesimanim and therefore she's a gedola, correct? The mashmas in Rashi is that afilu hi katana, meaning she's still a katana, but banim harehim kesimanim, and therefore she's not mima enes anymore. So the pashtus in Rashi is that this is a din midarabanan. And midaraisa, she's not a gedola, only if you have simanim and shanim are you a gedola. And obviously on a daraisa level, then there's no mian. Well, whatever, there's no mian, obviously, at that point. But the din over here is a din midarabanan, that she's not mima enes once she's molid, even though, yeah, she's still a katana, Rashi says in Mufur she's still a katana, but she's, I don't know, maybe it's a mechzik gedola. Meaning, because she was she gave birth, it's that's a very mature thing to do. That's a very very mature thing to do, the Gemara assumes, and therefore she's not allowed to be mima enes anymore. Not because she's a gedola, but because I don't know, people confuse her with a gedola, mechzik gedola. But it sounds the pashas and Rashi is that it's a din derabanan. Is that muchl? Did anyone see anyone talks about this in Rashi? Is that muchl that it's derabanan? I'm not saying it's muchl. I'm saying it's mashma. If anyone has any pushback,
couldn't you say like she's biologically, meaning she what we would generally call a biological.
Meaning it's not a diak. Yeah, meaning she's a katana in terms of her age. I just would have thought if Rashi used the word katana, it's a halachic term.
The only reason I'm thinking that because like, we have the whole Gemara. Is
why not say even though she's pachlos miyud beis shanim then? Why not say she's only 7? She's only 11, but he says she's a katana. Katana is a halachic term, right? But I hear it. I mean, if you do away with the diak, then there's nothing to talk about. But if you're masking to the diak, we'll see. Not in din. Meaning, Tosus doesn't have the same pshat in the sense.
No, in the way Tosus learned Shikari Aldu before Banu Kisimanim is the same pshat we're saying on Rashi. That even though she's really a katana,
right,
not a gedola, so we take the Chazal took away.
Right. Right, so you're saying a support for the way we're saying it, meaning Rashi's saying that lemaskana in this stage in the Gemara.
Yeah.
So that's a sort of a and it's sort of a gzera. It's sort of a I don't know if it's like an asli lemichlofi or something like that, but it's
Rabbi Yehuda himself in Aj Yarva Shachar is also only
dindera. Right.
Take away
meal. Right.
So
right.
It's not
hard to say.
Yeah.
Right. Right. As opposed to, I mean, whether she's a gadol or not is not for me for everything. Yeah, this would only be for me. And meaning on a derabanan level, she'd be a katan across the board for Rashi. She's not a gadol. She's just mians out of the question at this stage because of some gezer midarabanan. That's a gezer on mian. It's not that she's a gadol on midarabanan. Okay. Okay, Taisvis, not the one Willie was just referencing, Taisvis in Banim Harehim Kesimanim, in the Dibur Masla Harehim Kesimanim, Tosfos are mefurish that it's a, they're clear that it's a din daraisa. Mefurish is maybe the wrong term. And the pshat that they explain, it seems to be, is that the banim harem kesimanim makes her into a gedola. It shafts godless by the isha. Just to read the first couple of lines, harem kesimanim perish mishas ha'ibor, will come back, v'nether, v'shabritani rabibi shema thomas divishnas yudbeiz, 12, pe'amim chaya, afilu l'rab bar livoi, v'oz ha'isa gedola mishas ha'irayon, v'afal pidek haimulam benida detoch hazman kilfnei hazman. Rashi references this machlokas on the page, that there's a machlokas in the Gemara Nida, whether when it comes to simanim, is tochazman kilifnei hazman or tochazman kilacher zman. We pass in tochazman kilifnei hazman, which is one of the problems that the Rishonim deal with in our sugya. Three approaches in the Rishonim had to deal with that. So the Rif and the Ramban quotes all of this. The Rashba also quotes this. The Rif, we'll talk about the Ramban, Tosfos. So afal be the kaimalon, we do hold tochazman is kilifnei hazman. I don't know if I said that wrong before, but tochazman is kilifnei hazman, not kilacher zman. V'lo havi gedola behavia sairos bishnas yud beis, right? That precludes the possibility of her becoming gedola al yidei hava as sairos bishnas yud beis, because harei we hold that simanim betochazman is kilifnei hazman, not kilacher zman. Mikol makom ibor banim b'nei kayama tochazman kisimanim acher zman. So Tosfos says in his own way, banim are adifim misimanim, right? In this sense, banim are adifim misimanim, in the sense that whereas simanim, meaning sairos, betoch hazman, are ketoch hazman, and therefore not going to make her into a gadol, however, banim, which Tosfos refers to as ibor banim b'nei kayama, is enough to shaft godless besoch hazman, the same way that simanim do la'achar hazman. So again, Tosfos are bothered by the Gemara Nidan Memvav that we all toch zman kilifnei hazman le'inyin beis sairos. So tzarchi, and how come banim make her into a gadol besoch yud beis shanim? It should be soch hazman kilifnei hazman. So for Rashi, that's not a kasha, right? The way we said Rashi is not a kasha. There's a din midarabanan in a chanami. It doesn't shaft godless, but it's a din midarabanan that mion is precluded. However, Tosfos give a different answer, more fundamental, that banim are adifi misimanim, that the same way simanim la'achar zman make her a gadol, so too banim tochazman make her a gadol. Sorry, it's just my favorite song. Okay. So, be'emes, both the pshatim are difficult. Both these pshatim, meaning Rashi and Tosfos, are both difficult because in the Gemara, it's mevuar that if you hold banim harehim kesimanim, so then it's kisimanim. It's not adif misimanim, right? There's a mandamar adif misimanim, and banim kisimanim is against that mandamar. So to say like Tosfos is difficult, to say banim is better than simanim, it should just be simanim. And to say like Rashi is difficult, because the pashtus in the Gemara is that we're not talking about it in Darbana, we're talking about it on a Darais level, it's kisimanim. So the Rambam has a sort of a third approach here, an Ishus Beis test. So the Rambam writes, Habas sheyolda achar shtei masrei shana, afal pi shelo hivya simin, lo elim v'lo tachton, harize gedola, banim harehim kisimanim. So the Rambam says this din of banim kisimanim, the way he says it is yolda, we'll talk about soon, achar shtei masrei shana. So there are two approaches in the Rambam, but the pashtus in the Rambam, Magen Mishnah assumes this, the pashas in the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying banim harehin kisimanim la'acher shanim, meaning not like Rashi that there's din derabanan, there's din derais here, and not like Tosfos that banim besoch hazman is kila'acher zman, which is better than regular simanim of Cyrus. Rather, banim are shave to simanim. Banim are mamish like simanim, the same way that simanim la'acher zman make her a gadol, la'acher zman meaning acher d'beishana, so too yalda acher shteim esreishana. If she had a baby after 12 years of age, then she's going to become a gadola. Why? Because banim harehim kesimanim. That's the Rambam's approach to sugya. Now, he's better than the Rashi in terms of Daraisa. He's better than Tosfos in terms of banim kisimanim, not adifi misimanim. He's difficult because the sugya is a sugya of chamosa mima enes, and the sugya is trying to prove that chamosa ain't a mima enes. But according to the Rambam, if you have an isha who's molid besoch yud beis shanim, she is still a katana because you need banim la'achar yud beis shana, so then isn't it nimtzeis chamoso mima enes? So the Magid Mishnah deals with that kasha, and it's not even such a hard cheshbon, just I want to get to other things, but the Magid Mishnah there gives an answer that the Rambam says in Achanami, if you learned the way the Rambam is saying in our sugya, it would come out that way. But the Rambam thinks our sugya is the log hilchasa. He thinks our, I think I'm saying this correctly, he thinks our sugya, my pair's head is going in the right direction, he thinks our sugya is liman da amar, simanim tochazman is klachazman, but we hold simanim tochazman is klachazman. So if you plugged in what he says about banim kisimanim to our sugya, yes, that man da amar of tochazman klachazman will come out, that having a baby during this man will make her a gadol. But we happen to hold, like the Gemara Nida, that sugya, that the man damar that sugya, that tochazman is kilifnezman. So if you put together the two sugyas, will come out with the Rambam's shita. There are other details here, and we're not talking about being makdish the uber, which is also in this Magid Mishnah, that Reb Chaim about hekdish on an uber, and whether there's a difference between Eishes Ish and in terms of Arayos and in terms of Kinyan. That's all coming from this Magid Mishnah as well, but that's from a separate question. So in terms of learning the sugya, he thinks the Rambam can fit in the sugya. Okay, so the Rishonim are arguing about how to read the Gemara. You know, for Rashi, everything's midarabanan. Lo matzinu chamosim ema'enes is midarabanan. Banim kesimanim is darabanan. For Tosfos, both are daraisa. Lo matzinu chamosim ema'enes midaraisa. And banim kesimanim is midaraisa. For the Rambam, what exactly the din of chamosim ema'enes is midarabanan midaraisa is subject to dispute, but the din of banim kesimanim is certainly daraisa. Okay, so it's yadua that Reb Chaim had a chakira over here in terms of simanim and shanim, what shaft gadlus, what makes someone into a gadol by a boy and a girl, meaning yud beis shanim plus simanim for a girl, yud gimel shanim plus simanim for a boy. What's the koveya? What makes someone into a gadol? So this is most explicitly spelled out. We'll see in a second. Maybe it's referenced somewhere else, but in the chidushim, in the stencil, in the Chiddush HaGriz, sorry, in Tmuran, Bezam and Bez. So there, Bevelvel spells out a chakira that he says that his father, Reb Chaim, was Omiram. He says there are two possibilities in terms of what the din of Simanim and Shanim is. The first possibility is that Simanim, meaning Beis Cyrus, is the Kovei of Gadlus. A person becomes a Gadol, a boy becomes a Gadol when he has Cyrus. A girl becomes a Gadol when she has Cyrus. Elamai. How do I know this is Cyrus and not what the Gemara calls Shuma Ba'alma? How do I know this is Cyrus? This is real godless hair, halachic hair, as opposed to Shuma Ba'alma. It's some hormonal abnormality that led to these hairs growing, but it doesn't prove that she's or he's actually a gadol. How do I know that these are actually hairs of godless and not just coincidental hairs, Shuma Ba'alma? Answer, the Gemara says, the halacha says, that Simanim are koveya. And the proof that these are simanim is that you have shanim, meaning simanim, cyros, are koveya, godless. Elamai, it's a shear in simanim, it's a shear in cyros, that to prove that these are actually halachic cyros, you need to be 12 years of age or 13 years of age, boy or girl. Sorry, girl or boy, respectively. But simanim. Are the sole koveya. That's the first possibility, Reb Chaim says. The second possibility, though, that's not the pshat that simanim are koveya godless. Rather, there are two kovim. There are two factors that are koveya godless together. Shanim v'simanim. Shanim v'simanim. So to read from the shirim, Nistapik agrach, he says, it's quoted, im gam hashanim mo'ilim legodless yachad im v'simanim, is the pshat that godless is established by the combination of Zev Zegorin, the combination of Shanim and Simanim, or godless is made by Simanim alone. The Shanim are just a shear to make sure that's not Shuma. So he says that Reb Chaim held that this was a Machlokas Rashi, and Rashi and Tosis, but this was a Machlokas Tosis and the Rambam. The Amar Debezen Nechlu Atosis Rambam Bedin Banim Harayim Kisimanim Our Sogya. The Shitas HaTosis in Berakam Dibamis, the Afilu Tochazman Harayim Kisimanim. Remember, we said Tosis Shita is that if a woman, a girl, has a child, even Toch Yud Beis Shanim, that Leda makes her a gadol. B'Tochazman, that Leda makes her a gadol, because Banim are even Adifi Misimanim. Why? Hainu, the Shitasim, the Bekol Makom, Din Shanim, Enu Elad Lo Havi Shuma. What's the pshat in shanim in general? You usually need 12 years of age in order to prove that these simanim are not a shuma, that these simanim are not, again, a hormonal abnormality, but rather they're actually syros de gadlus. You can't say that, whoops, that was a fluke in hormones that she got pregnant and had a healthy baby. That's not possible. You don't just sprout babies the way that hair might sprout. So if that's the case, so says Taisvis, simanim are the koveya. So when you have hairs, it's only a simin. Once it reaches the age of 12, then it's a simin that she's a gadol. But banim are a simin whenever it happens, because a healthy child being born proves that she's a gadol, regardless of how old she is. But that's all because his shita is the whole koveya is simanim. You usually need years to prove these are simanim, but if it's banim, you don't need years to prove it. Banim are a great raya in and of themselves. Achin shita zaramba mehilchos ishus based test. The dafka la acharzman habi banim kisimanim, like we said before. Hainu desvirlei shashanim o'ilas be'etzim agadlos. No, the Rambam says the pshat in gadlos is not that you have simanim, elamai, you have a shir in simanim is shanim. No, the pshat in gadlos is that you need shanim v'simanim. Together, they're kovei agadlos. Together, they create a gadol. V'lachein af be'banim bo'inim shanim. There's no replacement for shanim. Shanim is a necessary factor always to make someone a gadol, regardless of what simon you're using, whether it's hair or whether it's banim. You need shanim as well. So says the Rambam, only if she's yalda achar yud beis shana is she a gadol. The same way that if she's molid cyrus, achar yud beis shana, she's going to be a gadol. Yeah. Let's say, in the Rambam, let's say? Yeah, because it's, I think, because it's still its own simen. Meaning there's two types of simanim. There's hair and there's banim. As long as either one teams up with them, teams up with yud beis shanim, then she'll be a gedola. If the shanim is a gilui in Cyrus? The shanim is a gilui in Cyrus. The shanim is a shir in Cyrus. What about banim? Right?
Yeah.
No, banim is a simon inherently in and of itself. That's meaning Tosar saying the only thing that makes you a gadol is having simanim. Okay, what are simanim? So simanim, there's two possible simanim. One is cyros and one is banim. Cyros is a simon that she's a gadol. Elamai, if she has cyros when she's 11 years old or 10 years old, it's probably just an accident. It's not really halachically cyros. When she's 12 and she has cyros, then we know these are really cyros. Masha Inkin, when she has banim when she's 11, that's a mamish, a proof. The proof is mamish there that she's a gadol already. So that's how Revelvel explains the machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Within the Rambam, shanim and simanim together are koveya. So again, this is either very obvious or very wrong, the following comment, but, or maybe if someone has a new... in the stencils on the on our daf, do they put this Reb Chaim from Reb Elvel? I think they do, right? Meaning from Tamur, they copy in here. The stencils, meaning the Reb Chaim, Chidush HaGrach HaShas. Anyone know? I just wonder if you look at the new ones that have some footnotes, or if they have the students who said the Shirim on this, whether they point this out, or it's either obvious or wrong again. But is it possible that Reb Chaim already said this in his Sefer? That the Rambam's shita is this way in terms of godless. So it's a long shtickle, and it's very relevant to our piece, but we're parachuting into just literally two lines. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, in Bayis Tes, if you're going to look it up, it's at the towards the end of the Dibur Maschil, Lefi Mashin Isbayar. So listen to the words of Reb Chaim. Tell me if this is mamash we're talking about. V'tzarech lomar, digam ladas ha-Rambam. So far, it's what we're talking about, right? The Rambam. Danny, you like that? It's a good diak. Yeah. It's in the Rambam. Okay. Had the Eina Nasis Gedola Besoch Yud Beis Shana, this that a Katan does not become a Gadol, or a Katana does not become a Gedola within 12 years, Hu Mishum Diladin Gadlus Tzrichinan Gam Shanim. You can't become a Gadol Toch Shanim, because in order to become Gadol, you need two things: Simanim V'Gam Shanim. Mishum Diladin Gadlus Tzrichinan Gam Shanim. Not like Tosa said that you need simanim, elamai, shanim, prove these are simanim. No. Lidin gadlus tzrichinam gam shanim. Aval enachanami, didin simanim lo paka mea banim aftoch liyabeshana. Here we go. V'chashivi gam az simanim gemurim shegadlus, v'rak da kati kitanihi mishum chesron shanim. Reb Chaim's talking about banim kesimanim as opposed to sairos, because that's the sugya that he's in. But he says, simanim without shanim are simanim. They're just lacking the other cause of godless. Not that it's not simanim because you don't have the age yet, and age proves these are simanim. No, Reb Chaim is saying, you need both. You need both. You need simanim and shanim. Toch yud beis shanim, you only have a simin. Whether it's Cyrus or whether it's banim in the Shita Sarambam, you only have a simin. But shrichinan gam shanim, you need two things to be koveya, godless. So isn't Reb Chaim saying this Yisod on the Rambam right here in the Ksav? I think that's what he's saying here. So the Rav had the same chakira. It seems to me from the way Rav Shechter records it that he wasn't misyaches to Rav Velvel's shirim, or necessarily even this line of Rav Chaim. Rav Shechter doesn't quote this line of Rav Chaim, but Rav Shechter puts an asterisk, or not really an asterisk, like a different picture, and then on top of the page he writes Ayin Griz in Tamura. So Rav Shechter was aware of the shirim of Rav Velvel on this, but it doesn't seem like the Rav was misyaches to it in the shirim. But in that context, Rav Shechter quotes, a little hard to read, so if I get it wrong, I really do apologize, but after trying to read it, the hard part of this is you spend most of your time deciphering it's not a great photocopy, so you spend a lot of time deciphering the handwriting. Then you have to make sure it makes sense, you know, in Svara, and if you didn't understand the handwriting right, it shouldn't, but there's always a chance that you misunderstood the handwriting and somehow you're so crumb in your head that it makes sense. So I'm worried that this is the case, but this is what I seem to have understood from his writing. So it looks like he was quoting Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that during the shir, Rav Aaron suggested the following nafka mina to this machlokas Rambam and Tosfos, a nafka mina. So he says maybe there's nafka mina for Cyrus lefnei hazman, like this. Let's say a woman starts to grow hairs, one hair, whatever, when she's 11 years old, on the cusp of becoming a 12-year-old. So that's shuma according to the Rambam and according to Tosfos. That simon won't work, fine. But then she's mashlim the rest of her Cyrus after yud beis shanim. So it started growing before godless of age, and then once she has shanim, she finishes growing her cyros. Does that make her gadol? Does she have shanim b'simanim or not? So Aaron Lichtenstein, it seems to me, suggested that that's a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, lo mahani, that's not going to work. Why? Because since those hairs began growing toch hazman, those hairs were proven by the fact that they were toch hazman to not be hairs halachically. So again, if we were talking about two hairs, if one grew before hazman, one grew after hazman, the one that grew before hazman was not halachic cyrus. It was a shuma ba'alma. Because unless you have shanim, this is not a simon. So therefore, if she's mashlim this year, again, if she grows four hairs after she's yud beis shanim, it's fine. But let's say she only has two hairs, one before and one after. So the one before is not mitzdayif to the one afterwards, because the one before was a shuma ba'alma, according to Tosfos. That wasn't a simon because she wasn't yet yud beis shanim. Masha'en came for the Rambam. The hair during the time of katnus, the hair when she's 11 years old, is cyrus halachically. Elamai, you need that plus shanim. So if you grow two hairs before shanim, it's a shuma ba'alma. Okay, fine, I understand. But in this case, where you grow one hair beforehand and one hair afterwards, that first hair was halachically a hair. It was cyrus. It was cyrus. Elamai, you also need shanim. But now, after she's a gadol, she's mashlim her shir of cyrus, so now you have shanim v'simanim. So he says, this is a nafka mina, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein suggested, this is a nafka mina between Rambam and Tosfos, that Tosfos will come out that these simanim from lifnei hazman that finished after hazman won't be simanim, because hare they were not halachically cyrus in the first place, and for the Rambam they might be. So again, from what I could understand from the notes, it seems Rav Shechter wrote, you know, v'hiskim alzeh mori v'rabi, meaning that that the Rav agreed to what Chesresh Chassan Rabbeinu said. Yeah.
Couldn't you be mechalik that Cyrus Kodem Shanim, the Gemara calls it Shuma Ba'ama, they're like Cyrus Beruos. They're not going to even carry over.
Even for the Rambam.
Yeah, but Chaim is saying that Bonin Harin Kisimanim, Bonin could be a bona fide Simon. Elamah, there's a Chisar and Shanim, so you need that fact to be fulfilled as well. But Cyrus, there's a
Shuma. Wait, hold on. That would be even a hasag on what I said in the Reb Chaim in the Sefer, right? Because Reb Chaim in Sefer was talking about banim.
But
Reb Velvel certain, like Reb Velvel quotes Reb Chaim that way, right? In what lashon? Yeah, but it's in the context of banim.
Still be mechalik between
right, and banim. Right, but it's obviously not true whether you could have been mechalek and seir, it's not true according to Revelvel's Masorah on it, right? He certainly applies it to both banim and
Revelvel.
Revelvel says it b'shem Reb Chaim. He's saying that that b'shem Reb Chaim. Right.
Not just by Cyrus.
Right. So maybe yes, you could have been mechalek, but I don't think they are mechalek.
You're saying because if you're machalic between Saros and Bunin, so then there's no prayer for Chaim's board.
Yeah.
That the Rambam holds, it could just be that you don't have Saros.
Yeah.
Not that you need Shana.
Yeah.
Got it.
But. Whether I agree that you could have been mechalik, I hear why you could have been mechalik, right? They could have been different simanim. One's a stronger simon than the other. Fine. Okay, so that's the Rambam Matosis, Revelvel, Reb Chaim, the Rav. What else do you need? You don't even need hot dogs anymore. And we got Ravan Lichtenstein in there. Okay. So, but Lichor Yesh Lain a little bit in the Rambam. Why are there two Kovim? Shitas Tosis almost like makes more sense. There's one Kovei of Godless, Simanim, if he or she presents Simanim, it proves that they're a Godl, right? Mechi Tesis that you need Simanim and Shanim, meaning where does it come from that you need two different things? Are there two sources for it? What's the pshat that you need two Simanim? Simanim and Shanim. So this I've heard from Rav Schechter in the past, that the Or Sameach has a kasha that he struggles with. Now, the Or Sameach does give an answer, and I briefly looked at it this morning, but I have to admit that I've never worked on the answer, and the answer, I think, relates to something we're going to say later, but just in total honesty, if you look it up, I think it's worth reading his answer, too. I only remember hearing the question being discussed by Rav Schechter, which is why I wasn't focused on the answer. But the question that the Or Sameach, the way Rav Schechter says it, struggled with his whole life. He was bothered by this. I think the reason he said that is because the Or Sameach is dramatic here. He's, nekuda nifla. No. V'hinani legalos asher im levavi. I'm going to reveal what's been in my heart for a long time. V'yodea emes yodea ki nitzda'arti al zeh. I really had trouble with this. Kol yamai nitzda'arti al inyin zeh. So he says, if you look in the two sugyas about godless, you'll find contradictory mashmoyos. In the Gemara in Maseches Nida, on Memhei, the Machlokas Tanayim over there, the Gemara seems to hinge it on the question of Seichel, meaning the Gemara has a Machlokas about, this is a fascinating Machlokas, about whether, we know that the ages are 12 and 13. The question is, who's 12 and who's 13 for godless, a boy or a girl? So is the boy 12, he's a godl, and the girl's 13, she's a godl? Or when the girl is 12, she's the gadola, and when the boy is 13, he's the gadol. Get it? Meaning we know it's 12 and 13, we don't know who's who. So the Gemara says, well, they all agree that it's 12 and 13, and they all agree on the yesod hadavar. Elamai, they argue about the following. Who becomes seicheldik? Who becomes a bardas first? Maybe the child becomes a bardas first because he goes to learn in cheder. He goes to learn in yeshiva, so he becomes a bardas before the isha. Or maybe an isha becomes a Barta de Da'as first because she has Bini Yaseira. That's what the Gemara says the Machlokas Tanaim is about. So what's clear, though, the Or Sameach spells this out, is that they're arguing about who becomes a Bar Seichel, a Bar Da'as first, but what is godless dependent on? Seichel, Da'as. When does a person become Bar Da'as? 12 or 13, depending on what age they become Bar Da'as. That's when they become a gadol, leaning kol Torah kula, the Gemara sounds like it's saying. This is part of the answer of Or Sameach, maybe that's not true, but that's what the Or Sameach is pointing out. Okay. But if you look in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, the one we learned last year, Samach Tes, so there, the Gemara quotes a pasuk about godless, lahazid, and again, the way Shechter kind of says it is, lahazid means to cook. But so the pashas, it means to cook a dish. But in the way the Gemara darshan, it means to cook up zera. Meaning you have to be old enough that you can cook up zera. What does that mean? It means that a person, in order to be a gadol, has to be roi laholid. Meaning he has to be lahazid, meaning to cook up zera, that he has to be able to make zera that's potent in order to be ma'aber and isha. Only once his body is roi laholid, only once the teva guf is at such a stage that he's roi laholada, is he na'ase gadol. Or, again, on the flip side, a woman who's able to be Mu'beres is considered a Gedola. So Rav Meir Simcha is very bothered. I don't understand. Which one is it? What does godless depend on? Does it depend on your moach? Or does it depend on your koach ha'olada? Does it depend on your guf? Or does it depend on your seichel? Maharal must talk about this somewhere. Does it? What does it depend on? Chomer or Tzura? What's going on over here? So the Or Smech is very bothered by this. Kol Yamai Niftarti al Inin Zeh. So Rav Shechter, I don't know if he made this whole suggestion, but I think at least he was Meramis this, says that it's not a, yeah, I think he did say this, it's not a stira. It's not a stira between sukkahs. If you hold like Tosfos, that the pshat is that simanim are proof that you're a gadol, elamai, we need shanim to prove these are actually simanim, then I hear, what's the pshat in the Gemara Nida about das? What does das have to do with it? It's a question of physicality. Did you become a gadol, did you not become a gadol? But according to the Rambam, that you need shanim visimanim, shnehem kovim, together, zev zeh gorim, together, so the pshat is that you need two things to become a gadol. There's two qualifications that are both necessary. You need to be a ro'i leholid, your guf needs to have godless, and your seichel has to have godless. You have to be a bar das, and you have to be a bar holada. So you need two things. You need simanim, which prove physically you're a gadol, and you need a das, which proves that intellectually you're a gadol as well. So the Rambam says there's two factors to becoming a gadol. And you see there's two sugyas and shas about this, because those are two factors. They're not a stira. They complement each other. There's two factors in becoming a gadol. Shnehem kovim, which is why you can't have one without the other. It doesn't matter how much of your simen you have. You could have a winning simen. She had a baby at 11 years old. It doesn't matter. She might not be a bar das. If she's not a bar das, she's not a gadol yet. L'chol Torah kula. So there's two factors which godless depends on, and therefore there's two kovim in terms of what a gadol is defined as. Good? That's the l'chol, that's the pshat in the Rambam.
Why for Tosfos can't you say something like that?
Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Tosfos holds there's only one simon, there's only one cause of godless, simanim. Elamai, shanim is helpful to show you that these are actually physical simanim. Not that shanim are part, there's nothing to do with seichel or das. According to Tosfos, where does das come in? So I didn't focus on the answer of Meir Simcha, but I think he gives an answer along the lines of maybe that, I shouldn't even say that I think he says this. I think one might suggest, and it might be that if you look inside, you'll find this from Meir Simcha, that maybe the sugya there was very internal, meaning it was only talking about nedarim. But in Kol Torah Kulo, Tosfos would say, no, das isn't a factor. We will come back to that svara, just not in Meir Simcha, because I didn't read it inside, so I don't know. But you'll look there. But Nidarm, 11th paragraph of Nidarm. Yeah, Yud Aleph Nidarm. Okay, so that's the Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. So Revelvel goes on in that shir, in the Temura, and he says that this L'chora accounts for another Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos, in the din of Mufla Samach Le'ish. So the Mishnah in Maseches Nidan Mem Hei, which we keep coming referencing, that sugya, says Mufla Samach Le'ish is Nidarav Nivdakin, Lashna Mishnah, Bas Ach Asasrei Shana B'Yom Echad, 11 years old, Nidareha Nivdakin, Bas Shtemesrei Shana B'Yom Echad, Nidareha Kayamin, Gadol versus Katana. Ben Shtemesrei Shana B'Yom Echad, a boy, Nidarav Nidakin, Ben Yudgimal Shana B'Yom Echad, Nidarav Kayamin. So the Gemara there says, the Nafkamina, is that someone who's a Mufla Samach Le'ish, meaning we're going to call it right now, a year within the range of his bar mitzvah, we're saying that vaguely for a second on purpose, he's a year within the range of his bar mitzvah, like in the Mishnah it sounds like 12 to 13, right, that range, so a Mufla Samach Le'ish, he's almost an actual ish, almost a gadol, so if he's makdish something, if he makes a neder, that neder is chal, the hekdish is chal. The Gemara says, that this is one opinion which we hold like, that if he eats the hekdish that he was makdish, he's not going to be loka on that, because he's still a katan. But his hekdish is chal, because there's some din in darim that his hafla is a hafla. But the nafkamina will be that if someone else eats that hekdish, they'll be loka, because it's mamish aneder, it's mamish hekdish, elamai, he can't get onshin for it. But someone else who eats it will get onshin for it. There's a shita in the Gemara of Huna that even he, if he ate his own hektish, he ate his own neder, he'd be loka as well. We'll come back to that. Bli neder, mirtz Hashem. Good so far? That's the din of Samarish. So Tosfos asked on Mem Vav Amud Beis that, l'chora, there's a kash over here. Just hold cup for a second. Reish Lakish is the man d'amar over here that the other person be loka. Reish Lakish also holds hasra safik lo shma hasra. That if a person gives a has... Yeah, we learned this last year in Sanhedrin, I forget. But if a person gives a hasra, that's a hasra safik, yeah, okay, what does that mean? Then it's not a good hasra. So you can't sada a beaver, you can't sada a dog from a beaver on yantif. If you give a hasra safik, it's not a hasra. That's Reish Lakish's shita. So Tosas here assume that this is also Hasara Safik. Why? Because basically, what's the pshat in a Mufla Samach Ish? It means he's within a year of becoming Gadol. What does becoming Gadol mean? So Tosas say, and you have to put this together with Tosas Amem Hayim, Beis over there, but together, Tosas say that becoming Gadol is Tali in, for Tosas, Cyrus. Cyrus. Elamai, you don't know if something's Cyrus until you have Shanim. So basically, this person's a Mufla Samach Ish means they're a year from Beis Cyrus. You won't know that they were a year from Beis Cyrus until they have Beis Cyrus. So they may be close to that age, and therefore there's a Hasara Safik. Hey, this guy might be within a year, kind of a weird community situation that they're talking like this about the kid, but you know, this kid might be a year away from having Beis Cyrus. You should be careful about eating that hektish. And then he does, and then we wait, you know, 6 months to a year, and we find out if he got Cyrus within a year or not. So then we'll retroactively say, oh, you ate the hektish of a Mufla Samach Le'ish. That's a Hasara Safik. So Tosas give an answer. They say, no, it's not Hasara Safik because Rov Banim are going to have Beis Cyrus within the time of Yud Gimel Shana. But the Kash is the important part. What's Mavur and Tosas is that a Mufla Samach Le'ish, the Pshat Mufla Samach Le'ish, is a year from Beis Cyrus. Why? L'shitasam. Because Godless is about Beis Cyrus. Godless is about Beis Cyrus. So when the Mishnah says, within a Mufla Samach Le'ish, Nadarav Kayot. When the Mishnah says that on top of Mufla Samach Le'ish, once you're a Gadol, Nedarim Kayamin Mamish, that's not a Chiddush, that's just Godless. When a person's a Gadol, their Nedarim are Kayamin. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is just Mufla Samach Le'ish, that even within a year of Beis Cyrus, you're also already going to have a Chalos Nedarim. If you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of the 11th parak of Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam is clear that he does not think the Kavan of the Mishnah is that you have to be within a year of Cyrus. The Rambam thinks that the Kavan of the Mishnah is they have to be within a year of Shanim. A year of Shanim, meaning 12th year to 13th year, is Mufla Samach Le'ish, Afilu below Simanim. It's a Gzeir Sakas, whatever. Darais Derabanan, but it's a, for the Rambam, it's a Gzeir Sakas, let's say, a Chiddush HaTorah, that you don't need Godless Shanim V'Simanim in order to have Nedarim Kayamim. Rather, as long as you're Mufla Samach Le'ish, you're within a year of the Bar Mitzvah age, that's already going to be Nedarim Nivdakin. Whether there's two stages of Mufla Samach Le'ish and Gadol, that's a klar in the Achronim. What? So Revelvel says, no, that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you just, it's just within the Shanim. But I don't think that's the way. Meaning, Tosas had a very hard kasha, so they give a dachlik answer that we go al piro that they're going to have simanim. The Rambam has a shita, and it's consistent with it here. There's no reason to plug in a new kimta answer, or not a kimta answer, sorry, but a dachlik answer to the Rambam. Because that's a mufla samach le'ish, is a gzer sakasav, that as long as you're samach to that age, you're already a nadar of heaven. And Bli Nadar, I'll answer your question fundamentally in a second too. So Revelvel says, L'daito degam shanim him chelik min agadlos ma'ad mavur b'mishnah yud beiz adiv gimel nadar v'dakim haimu didin mufla samach le'ish is tali rak v'shanim. And that's a chiddush, that's rak v'shanim, meaning it's not, you don't need Cyrus over here. We'll come to that in a second. So what is the pshat? Why is it tali rak v'shanim? Meaning, godless in general is tali in shanim v'simanim. Even the Rambam, who says they're both important, he still says they're both important, right? We don't undo simanim. We need simanim too. So how come here by nedarim, mufla samach le'ish is rak b'shanim? That if you're 12, it's good enough. What do you mean? You should be 12 and a year away from having Beis Cyrus. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a gadol. So I don't know. I think this is very mistaber, but it's not like I saw it anywhere, but I think this is mistaber. No, that's the pshat, gufa in the Rambam. The Rambam said, what's the pshat in godless? The pshat in godless is you need two kovim, shanim and simanim. Why? Because in order to be a gadol, what do you need? You need two things. You need a gadol beguf and a gadol beseichel, a gadol bedas, correct? Okay, so in Kol Torah Kuli, you need shanim v'simanim to prove you're a gadol on both levels. Fine. When it comes to nedarim, what do you need? So maybe the Rambam's understanding is there's this Chiddush HaTorah to teach us. When it comes to nedarim, what's hafla? Hafla is bida'as. That's what the Mishnah says. As long as he has havana of his nedarim. It's tali in havana. A person has to be a bar das to make nedarim. You don't need a maisa. You don't need a guf. That's a gadol. You need a das. A bar das. That's a gadol. A person who has a full das and seichel of a gadol. That's what's necessary for nedarim. Hafla is bida'as. You need you say it b'amira, but it's bida'as. So says the Rambam, Bikol Atorah Kula, you absolutely need Shanim Visimanim, because you need someone who's a Bar Das and a Bar Holada. When it comes to Nadarim, all you need is, again, it's a chiddush, meaning it's a chiddush in Nedarim, and you need a pasuk for this, but it's a chiddush that what? That Nedarim is about das, so all you need is the koveya of das. So all you need in that case is shanim. Enoch and Ami generally need shanim and simanim, but here it's an exception because you only need him to be bar das. You don't need a maisa, you just need the guy to be a richtig or baal havana, a bar das, a bar seichel, and then he's mamish going to be a gadol li'inin Nedarim. So if that's true, I think that is true. I think that's the pshat in the Rambam. So if that's true, so then it goes very good with a chakira that I saw from Rav David Soloveitchik. So we're just going to try to hit on all the parts of the family. I don't know if we'll get to Rav Yitzi Lichtenstein, but we'll try. Rav David in his Shir Min Tmura clears the following chakira. He says, what's the pshat that when it comes to Mufla Samach Le'ish, that as long as you're within a year of the range of 13, they're already a mufla samach leish and yachal lindor. What's the pshat in that? Ready? Is it don't need? Or is it already have? What's the pshat? When it comes to nadarim, is the pshat that you don't need to be a gadol? You just need to be 12? Or is the pshat that no, as a 12-year-old, you're already a gadol le'inyin nadarim? So he says, the meduyuk in the Rambam, the latter way. If you look in Yud Aleph Dal, the Rambam says, ho'ol v'higiyu l'shnei ha'gadolim, nidreihem kayamim, afal pisha lo hiviyu simanim, Ve'adayin lo na'asu gedolim l'chol davar. Says Rav David, l'chol davar, meaning l'chol Torah kula, he's not a gadol, but he is a gadol le'inyin nedarim. That's meduyuk in the Rambam. Afal pi that in other areas of halacha you're not a gadol. Here you are, yeah, a gadol. You are, yeah, a gadol. So he says the pshat is not that you don't need to be a gadol for nedarim. The pshat is that a gadol in nedarim has a different definition. A gadol in Nadarim is defined as being 12 years old. Why? Because you have enough das for Nadarim. And that's all you need. You don't need simanim for gadlus by Nadarim, which fits exactly what we were just saying before, the pshat in the Rambam, correct? If the havan in the Rambam is that there's two factors, but by Nadarim there's only one factor, then that's the pshat. You are a gadol in Nadarim. Not that you don't need to be a gadol, you are mamish a gadol. And Rav David adds that maybe that's the pshat, otherwise it's such a pella. Rav Huna Shita, that not only if you're no there is going to work, and your makdish is going to be chal hektish. And therefore, if someone else eats your hektish, it's going to be he's going to be loka. No, even the mufla samach le'ish, if he eats the hektish, if he eats the neder, he's also going to be loka. What kind of chidit? That's crazy. That's a pella. What does that mean? He's a katan. He's a katan. Answer, no. If he's a gadol in nedarim to make a neder, he's a gadol in nedarim to keep the neder. He's a gadol in nedarim to keep the hektish. So if the pshat is that by nedarim, there's a different definition of godless, and at 12 years old, the Mufla Samach Le'ish becomes a gadol, so then he's already a gadol in nedarim. So he's a gadol in nedarim that he makes a neder, and again, we don't pass in this way, but Rav Huna says, and he's a gadol in nedarim that he has to keep the neder also, because he's a gadol. It's not that he just has a quirk of a din that his nedarim works even though he's not a gadol. No, he's a gadol. That's the pshat. He's a gadol. Good, and l'chora, like we said, that flows directly into what we said before and answers your question also, why we ach v'rak shanim when it comes to nedarim, because it's a different shame godless, it's a different hagdara of godless when it comes to nedarim. Correct. Correct. It's not mistaber. It's not its own. It's not a factor. Shanim is not a factor. Shanim is just the way of defining simanim. So then, why would it ever have its own take on its own life? Doesn't make sense. If you look in the Shirim there, so Rav David says that. This is the way Revelvel writes in the Sefer. This is the way they record from Revelvel in the Shirim in Tmura. However, he also heard a different pshat in the Rambam and Tosus from Revelvel, not the one that he says in Tmura, that the machlokas of Mufla Samach Le'ish is totally in his chakira, but rather that it's totally in something else entirely. It doesn't do away with the chakira. Chaim said the chakira, and it's definitely answer in Banim Kisimanim, but maybe you didn't have to say that it was Lishitasam in the sugya of Mufla Samach Le'ish as well. Just because it's Nogeyat Har Sugyo, we'll streamline it, but you'll have to look at the sources because I want to get to something else. So you'll see the Rishonim, we mentioned it kind of briefly before. Tosis, when he's when they're Mefarish, Banim Harihim Kisimanim, I think the Lashon was Banim Harihim Kisimanim, Perish, Mishas Ibor. Something like that, right? perish mishas ibor. So Tosfos hold that mishas pregnancy already, perish mishas ibor, it's already a simen that she's a gedola. For Tosfos tochazman. The Rambam, we kind of mentioned this before, the Rambam in Isha's base test says, habas sheyalda achar shtei mesrei shana. So, whereas Tosfos is clear that from the time of pregnancy already, it's a simen that she's a gedola, the Rambam is clear that no, pregnancy is not koveya as a simen, rather, holada, actually giving birth to the baby, makes her a gedola, and that's the mashmas in Rashi as well, on the page. Rashi said that, ayoledes ashi ktana. Rashi, Dibur Masla Harayin Kisimanim, Hilgach ein lecha yoledes mima'enes. Meaning it's tali in the leda, not tali in the ibor. So what are they arguing about? What's this machlokus about? Is tali in ibor? Is tali in actually giving birth? So this is what Reb Chaim Zarichas is about in Hilchos Ishus and Bayes Tess. There, Reb Chaim has a suffix, and again, it's long, and we're not getting into it now, but he suggests two possibilities. One is that the Rambam doesn't agree that ibor is a raya, is a simen, because it's tali dafka in leda, for whatever reason. Odenema, second possibility, Debemes gam a Rambam sphere the ibor banim who gam came bechlal hach de banim harim kisimanim. Also, the Rambam agrees that pregnancy already proves that she's a gedola. You can't have a pregnancy shel kayama and ibor shel kayama like Tosfos refers to it as without being a gedola. It's not possible. Elamai rak de kevin de tzrichin and shtehehi veubra chayim vezen nishlam rak b'shaz leda. You can only figure it out that it actually lasted full term and that they all lived once she has a baby. Al kain lo nasis gedola kiim beleda. So she can't become a gedola until leda. What do you mean? Tosa says she does. No, but the Rambam disagrees because Mishum Desvirle de lo amrin and Igloi Milslam Afreya leha asos gedol lamafreya. The Rambam disagrees and says you can't say Igloi Milslam Afreya that she became a gedola, meaning whereas apparently Tosas would tell you that even though she's, we're saying she becomes a gedola, the simon is Mishas Ibor, but you need to wait till they have the baby to prove that that Shas Ibor was good. That's because Igloi Milslam Afreya, that the Ibor was a good Ibor, and therefore she was a gedola at the time. The Rambam says you can't say Yigla Yimilzlam Afreya. It has to be a gadol b'shas gedula when it happens. So therefore, it's only b'shas leda that she actually becomes a gadola. That's the Rambam's shita according to Reb Chaim. Streamlining, but that's the basic shot. So Reb Elbel said maybe that the machlokas, Rambam and Tosas, when it comes to mufla samach le'ish, is this machlokas. Because according to Tosas, what's the pshat? You warn a guy not to eat it, and it's hasra safik. Why is it hasra safik? Tosas say, because he's only going to become a gadol once he has shtei sairos, which means we only can prove that he was a mufla samach le'ish, once he has shtei sairos, and we count 12 months, and he was within a year of those shtei sairos. But if you do that, what is he? He was a mufla samach le'ish, mishas, the year before beis sairos. Why? Because Tosfos say, iglai muslim afreya. Once he develops, once he produces shtei sairos, iglai muslim afreya, that he was a mufla samach le'ish a year ago. He was a mufla samach le'ish a year ago. But says the Rambam, what are you talking about? You can't say iglai muslim afreya on making someone a gadol. You can't say glai milslam afreya making someone a gadol. You need to have a gadol b'shas the gadol. You can't have an glai milslam afreya because that's the Rambam shita by ibur and leda as well. So the Rambam says no. It has to be that the din by nadarim, not really totally in our question of what's the koveya and gadolus. It has to be by muflasam l'ish that the koveya is shanim because you can't have a case of glai milslam afreya. Only something that's concrete and known in advance can actually be the koveya for muflasam l'ish. So if he's 12, you know he's going to be 13 in a year. There's no glai milslam afreya. It's not when he turns 13. It turns out he was 12 last year. You know he's 12 when he's 12. You know he's within a year of 13 when he's 12. So in that shir, Rav David says, but how did Rav Elbel get from Mufla Samach Ish to Gadol? Meaning, Rav Elbel saying that the same way that the Rambam holds that you can't say someone becomes a Gadol in Afreya from Leda to Shas Ibor, so too you can't say someone becomes a Mufla Samach Ish in Afreya from when he developed Shtei Sairos to last year when he was Mufla Samach Ish. What does Mufla Samach Le'ish have to do with godless? They're two different sugyas. Answer? No, that's the pshat. They're the same sugya. The way we said before is that the pshat in Mufla Samach Le'ish is that you're a gadol in Yinandarim. Mufla Samach Le'ish is meant that he's a gadol now in Yinandarim. That is the pshat. So the same way that you can say that you're Nasis Gedola, Mishas Ibor, Limafreya from the Shas Leda, so too you can't say you're Nasis a gadol in Yinandarim, a Mufla Samach Le'ish, Mishas a year ago, from once you prove that you had Shtei Sairos. So therefore the Rambam is mukhach to say, he's pushed into a corner and says it must be Tali and Shanim. So that's the second Mahalach that Rav Elul apparently had in this Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. But again, the shot that people present, and that's in the Chiddush Min Tmura, is that it's all the same Machlokas L'shitasam. L'chora, there are at least two other cases where the Rambam and Tosfos are L'shitasam. We saw last year, I don't think I ended up saying Chabur on it, but I know I plan to, on Samach Tes. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us that Doros Harishonim gave birth earlier than Doros Achronim. They gave birth at an earlier time in their life. So Tosfos there say that they gave birth earlier because they were Na'asim G'dolim Begufam. They were physically developed at an earlier stage in their development. So because of that, Tosfos say that they also became Gedolim earlier on. So they didn't have to wait till they were 13 or 12 to become Gedolim. They became Gedolim earlier on. So, L'chora, that has no Havana. What are you talking about? You need Shanim and Simanim. I don't care if you have Simanim, you're Roy Laholid, at 7 years old. If you don't have Shanim, if you're not 12, if you're not 13, how are you a Gadol? Answer, no. Tosfos never held of a Koveya of Shanim. Tosfos hold there's a Koveya of Simanim. Elamai, we live in a door where a person doesn't really develop simanim that are legitimate until they're 12 or 13, boy or girl, right? That's the koveya is simanim. Elamai, shanim is a shear in the simanim. But in a door where their simanim were taka simanim, they weren't shuma, their simanim at the age of 7 were that they were able to be holid, then you didn't need shanim. You didn't need shanim. The shear was already accomplished at the age of 7, 8, 9, whatever the age was. And that was already taken care of, lo chashinan l'shuma, at a stage in history like that. That works for Tosfos, but it doesn't work for the Rambam. The Rambam holds, no, you need shanim and simanim. Separately, together, you need shanim and simanim. They're two kovim, because you need das, and you need physical development. You need seichel, and you need a teva haguf, ra'i laholid. If you don't have both, you're not going to have a gadol. The only thing you could say, but this is just a historical question, is maybe the Rambam would agree if he held that they also developed intellectually earlier, which you definitely have indication of, not only Avram Avinu, but him being a good example, but, you know, obviously there's indication that they became smarter much younger, and Nevi'im much younger, etc. But unless you say that, the point is that Rambam wouldn't present it the way Tosfos does. The Rambam wouldn't say, because you have simanim that are mukhrach, you don't need shanim. No, you do need shanim. The Rambam will have to prove to you that you had shanim back then, or he'll just disagree with Tosfos, historically. One other nafkamina, I'll end with this. In Rav Schechter's notes here on Yevamos, so he quotes from the Rav the following nafkamina. Or I should say the following example of where they're l'shitasam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Ishus Perek Beis Halacha Chaf, based on the Gemara Nidan Memches, that Beis Sairos are begeder Isser. They're not a Davar Sheba Erva, meaning you don't need two Eidim for it. Kishabodkin Habas Bein Besoch Hazman Shehu Kol Shnas Shtem Esrei Bein Kodem Hazman Zeh Bein La'achrav Bodkin Al Pinashim Ksheros V'Ne'emanos V'afilu Isha Achas Bodekes V'Shomen Mimena Im Hivya Im Lo Hivya. You don't need two Eidim. You could have a woman, you could have one woman, two women, whatever, who are going to check if she has Cyrus. So Cyrus could be checked without Eidim Mamish, because it's not a Darvish of Erva, it's just Isser. Afal Pichain, the Rambam writes there in Halacha Chav Beis and Halacha Chav Gimel, when it comes to being Mavara Shanim for godless, other than a father who has a special Dinei Manas, the Rambam writes, Ein Somchan Al Nashim B'minin HaShanim V'lo Al Krovim El Al Pishnei Eidim K'sherim L'Hoid. So the Rambam says that when it comes to Shanim, it's a Davar Sheba Erva. You taka need two Eidim Ksherim. So the Rav pointed out that Tosfos is not, I think this is, Rav Schechter has a parenthesis, that, you know, a Das Atzmo, where he writes that this is two Deos in a Ritva, in a Ritva in Maseches Kedushin. I'm sorry, in the Ritva in Maseches Nida, as to whether this is a Davar Sheba Erva or not. The Rav pointed out that Tosfos and Kedushin on Samach Dalid argue on the Rambam and think that you need Eidus. Mamish. I'm sorry. Tosfos and Kedushin on Samach Dalid say that for Shanim, you also don't need two Edom Ksherim. Meaning the same way the Rambam writes about Cyrus, that you don't need Edom Ksherim, it's just a Isser, not Davar Sheba Erba. So the Rambam is Machal again, says that by Shanim you do need Edom, it's Davar Sheba Erba. So the Tosos disagree and say, no, by both, Shanim and Simanim, Shanim and Cyrus, you don't need Edom, it's just Isser, not Davar Sheba Erba. So the Rav said that here's another case where the Rambam and Tosfos are arguing Lishitasim. For Tosfos, there's only one Koveya. The Koveya is Simanim. So to prove it's Simanim, you need a certain quality. To prove it's Cyrus, you need a certain quality. You don't need a Edom Ksherim. It's just an Isser. So Shanim is just to prove that these are Simanim. So why would it doesn't need something different. It needs the exact same thing. You need an Isha Kshera. One Isha is fine to prove that she has Shanim, because Shanim are just proving that she has Simanim. But for Rambam, okay, why one is different than the other, we don't have the answer to yet. But for the Rambam, there are two separate and distinct, again, they work together, they work in tandem, but they're two separate and distinct kovim of godless. One is Shanim, one is Simanim. So it's very possible, and the Rambam says it's true, that whereas Cyrus, Simanim, don't need Edom Ksherim, it's not a Darvish Be'erva, maybe Shanim is different, Shanim is a different koveya. Again, why one needs two and one doesn't, I don't know. I'm not saying the answer to it. I'm just saying from the Rav that they are separate inyanim, and therefore they could have separate qualifications and separate needs. And that's, again, the Rambam Lishitaso, that they are two separate kovim, as opposed to Tosas, who thinks it's one koveya, and therefore they have to have the same dinim across the board in terms of edus. The rest of the notes, I think, in that section, I think the Rav did offer a pshat in why one is Darvish Be'erva and one is not, but... Old Chazon Lamoid, I guess, for that. Okay, stop here.